أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حرمت عليكم الميتة والدم ولحم الخنزير وما أهل لغير الله به والمنخنقة والموقوذة والمتردية والنطيحة وما أكل السبع إلا ما ذكيتم وما ذبح على النصب وأن تستقسموا بالأزلام ذلكم فسق Sadaqallahu al-Azim. This is the first half of ayah number 3 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. At the very beginning of the Surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Uhillat lakum bahimatul an'am illa ma yutla alaykum, that animals have made halal for you except that which will be recited upon you. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of those animals, cattle, and in the category of cattle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made halal that which is beneficial for us insofar as our spirituality is concerned, that which will be of benefit for our iman, our spirituality, our journey towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram that which will be detrimental to our spirituality and our physical being and also our emotional being. Hence Allah ta'ala says, حُرِّمَتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَيْتَةَ. Haram upon you is al-mayta, and that is carrion. That animal that dies of a natural cause, it has died naturally, it was not sacrificed, it was not slaughtered. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made that haram. Fish is an exception, and of course locust, waddam, and blood, that is flowing blood, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made that haram, liver, etc., that we get from an animal that has been slaughtered in a halal way is an exception. Walahmul khinzir, and the flesh of swine, as far as swine is concerned, every part of it is haram, cannot be consumed, cannot be purchased, cannot be sold. Wama uhilla li ghayrillahi bi, and that animal that has been slaughtered in the name of anyone or anything besides the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Two aspects. One is, at the time of slaughter, a person took the name of anyone or anything else but the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, somebody slaughters in the name of an idol, or somebody slaughters in the name of even a pious person or in the name of a Nabi of Allah ta'ala, that animal will not be halal. Or another example will be, the name of Allah Ta'ala is taken at the time of slaughter, but the slaughtering is done for the sake of the sacrifice of someone or something besides Allah Ta'ala, then also that will not be permissible for us to consume, so both of it will be haram. Now Allah Ta'ala says, wal munkhaniqatu. Munkhaniqa is that animal that had been strangled. It had been strangled and it died. That will also be regarded as carrion. But here Allah Ta'ala speaks of four different categories, because the Arabs would consume these type of animals. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further emphasizes these four categories of carrion. So after it was strangled and it died, hence, it will be not permissible for one to eat it. وَالْمَوْقُوذَةُ, the animal that had been beaten to death, that also will not be permissible. And we find in the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was asked by a person that, if I shoot an arrow at an animal, now in the normal course, if a person had said Bismillah, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, and the person shot an arrow at the animal, and the point of the arrow, the sharp point of the arrow, penetrated that animal, And that animal subsequently died because of the penetration of the sharp point, then that would have become halal. But if the shaft of that arrow had hit the animal, then obviously that animal would have died because of the concussion. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that will not be permissible. Wal mutaraddiyatu, and that animal that had fallen, in other words, fallen from a high place, it descended and it had fallen and it died. So an example may be that if a person shot again with an arrow, he could have taken the name of Allah Ta'ala, but the animal had fallen and died because of the concussion, then also that animal will not be permissible. One natihatu, and the animal that was killed by collision, either colliding with another animal, colliding into a wall, or for that matter a vehicle driving today, a person knocks it and that animal dies, then also that animal will be not permissible. وَمَا أَكَلَ السَّبْعُ, and that animal that had been eaten by a carnivore and it died, then also it will be not permissible. إِلَّا مَا ذَكَّيْتُمْ, but that you make dhabah of that animal, you slaughter it in the name of Allah Ta'ala. This exception will be for these five. In other words, the animal that is strangled, the animal that was beaten, the animal that fell, the animal that collided, the animal that was eaten by a carnivore, before it dies, a person reaches the animal, slaughters it, takes the name of Allah Ta'ala obviously, then that will become halal. وَمَا ذُبِحَ عَلَى النُّسُبِ, and the animal that was slaughtered at the altar. Now, at the time of paganism, around the Baytullah, at a particular place, they had some place in which they had stones that symbolized the deities, the idols. They would bring animals there, and in the name of the nusub, in the name of the idols, they would sacrifice these animals in the name of those idols. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that also will not be permissible. Wa an tastaqsimu bil azlam, and that which you sacrifice by division of gambling arrows. What would happen? There's two interpretations to this. One was that, for example, 10 people will purchase a camel, and then they would have arrows, 10 arrows, and they would put percentages to it or portions to it. Now, if 10 people purchase the camel and 10 people will be shareholders equally, 10% each, they will put different percentages, for example, 20%, 15%, 10%, 5%, and then certain arrows will have 0%. And each shareholder then will pick up one arrow, and whatever percentage that arrow will have, that will be the percentage of the share of that particular shareholder. So one person then will have 20%, one will have 15%, one will have 5%, and then several will have 0%. So that falls in the ambit of gambling, and that also will not be permissible. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكُمْ فِسْقٌ, all of that is transgression. In other words, these are deeds that a person has exceeded the bounds and limitations set down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram for us what is spiritually harmful for us, what is physically harmful for us, and such is the beauty of the deen of Allah ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.